Chapter 54. The Lammels dropped her at her own home, and on the way Mrs. Lammel archly rallied her, in her fond and protecting manner, by saying at intervals, "Oh, little Georgina, little Georgina." ... which was not much, but the tone added, "You have enslaved your Fledgeby." ... and thus the Lammels got home at last, and the lady sat down moody and weary, looking at her dark lord engaged in a deed of violence with a bottle of soda water, as though he were wringing the neck of some unlucky creature, and pouring its blood down his throat. As he wiped his dripping whiskers in an ogreish way, he met her eyes, and pausing, said, with no very gentle voice, "Well?" ... was such an absolute booby necessary to the purpose? ... I know what I am doing. He is no such dolt as you suppose. ... a genius, perhaps? ... you sneer, perhaps, and you take a lofty air upon yourself, perhaps. But I tell you this. When that young fellow's interest is concerned, he holds as tight as a horse leech. When money is in question with that young fellow, he is a match for the devil. ... is he a match for you? ... he is. Almost as good a one as you thought me for you. He has no quality of youth in him, but such as you have seen today. Touch him upon money, and you touch no booby then. He really is a dolt, I suppose, in other things, but it answers his one purpose very well. ... has she money in her own right in any case? ... A. She has money in her own right in any case. You have done so well today, Sophronia, that I answer the question, though you know I object to any such questions. You have done so well today, Sophronia, that you must be tired. Get to bed. ... Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.